Again, good afternoon and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you for tuning in to tonight's varsity girls basketball game. We are at Hamilton Heights High School. Today's game features the Twin Lakes Indians at the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. You're listening to PutMeInSports.com. 4:20 left on the pregame clock. We'll mention a little bit about each school. We'll let you know. The visiting team on the scoreboard, Twin Lakes Indians, they have a school enrollment of 769. They're Class 3A, Sectional 22. There are six in that sectional. That sectional will be played at West Lafayette High School. In their sectional, Benton Central, they're 7-0. McConaughey, 3-3. West Lafayette, 6-2. Peru, 2-5. Western, 4-3. And Twin Lakes Indians are 7-1. We'll mention the principal at Twin Lakes High School. That was our national anthem. 5 minutes on the game clock. I should say preseason. Pre-game clock. There we go. We're having a little bit of difficulty with the streaming right here in this gymnasium. We'll try to get that accomplished. My wife is at her mom and dad's house. She's listening in there, working with her computer. I had some difficulty right there, and I'm hoping to get back on the stream. She's texting me right now. We do have a delay. Delay right now. And the delay on this broadcast is about 75 seconds. Believe it or not, 75. But anyway, she says go ahead. She hears background noise. So we'll just go ahead and mention these two teams playing here tonight. Hamilton, or I should say this afternoon, Hamilton Heights hosting Twin Lakes Indians. Pre-game, 4:23, counting down. Teams are in the locker rooms. They'll come out with about 3 minutes. They'll put 3 minutes back on the clock. Then we'll have the opportunity to get the starting lineups. And then we'll go from there. They'll tip it off after that. We'll go ahead and mention November 28th edition. November 28th, Class 3A. Team rankings. He's the top 15 in Class 3A from November 28th. At number one position is South Bend, Washington. They're 4-1. At third position is Silver Creek. They're 7-0. I think I skipped one. We'll go number two, Mishawaka Marion. They're 7-1. Number three is Silver Creek. They're 7-0. And number four is Benton Central out of the West Division of the Hoosier Conference. They're 7. Okay, we're back. We hope to be back. 6:21 on the game clock. At the free throw line, she got the second of the two-shot foul. That was number 21, Evelyn Scher. Evelyn Scher in the ballgame for Twin Lakes Indians. I take that back. That was 23, Addison Ward. Addison Ward got one. It's an 8-1 contest. Off the glass, wouldn't go. Hamilton Heights back the other direction. Twin Lakes going to work at the left side there near the paint. Going to kick back outside. 3-point shot outside the arc. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Nicholson. 34% from 3-point land. She's now 31-90 on the season. 5:47 on the game clock. We're at Hamilton Heights High School. Driving the lane, shot off the mark. Short off the rim, wouldn't go for Cameron Lunner. Got her own board. Going to be a foul on the rebound. can be whistled on Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes picking up the foul. It's going to be the first right there. Foul whistled on 32. Cora Pass. She's a junior, 5'10". Husky's going to bring it inside to Susan baseline. Ride the bucket brought in by Mia Shields. Back out top. Three-point shot taken by Cameron Runner. Wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. 32. Cora Pass of Twin Lakes. Out top of the basketball. She's working left side. Off the handle. Got it back. That was 15. Olivia Nickerson. Drive the lane. Floater in the lane. Going to rim around. Wouldn't go. Going to go to the corner. Tracking the rebound down. Right there. Loose ball. Tilt for a pass. Second shot. Elbow. Left side. Wouldn't go. That was 23. Addison Ward. Another rebound by Twin Lakes. Outside the paint. Shot. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there. Olivia Nickerson. Hamilton Heights boards the basketball. They'll go back the other direction. Crossover. To go off the glass. Shot won't go. Shot did not count. Wouldn't have counted. They're going to call foul. It's going to be before the shot. It's going to be whistled on number 11, Addison Bousman. Addison Bousman picks up her first foul in the ballgame. That's team foul number 2. Hamilton Heights with 1 thus far. Out top of the basketball has the carry. She'll pass it right side. Mia Shield. She'll dish it off to Ella Hickok. She'll dribble now left side behind the arc. She'll square it up. She'll reset the offense. Guarding her loosely is Addison Ward. On the dribble, left-handed. She'll work it left side. Work the ball right there to Michaela Moran. Get the ball back outside the arc. Ella Hickok, three-point shot. Rims off long. Let's go. Rebound out of there. Picked up by Twin Lakes. 14, Hannah Hodgson. Hodgson out top. Goes to the corner with it. Three-point shot is blocked. Blocked shot by Hadley Cherry. Basically, the thing about the block shot is it's kind of impressive, but you usually get the ball back and just bring it back in. 4:25 on the game clock. Left of the bucket on the baseline. Trigger lady right there is Addison Ward. 23. She'll work in the paint. Off the glass. She got free. That was Cora Pass. Good pass right there. No pun intended. 4:17 on the game clock. 8-3 contest. Hamilton Heights in front. On the dribble, left side, behind the arc, right there is Cameron Runner. She'll kick it outside to Hadley Cherry. She'll dribble in, back tail dribble, give the ball right side to Ella Hickok. Left side behind the arc, Michaela Moran to get it back to Ella. Behind the arc, about 6-8 feet. Guarding her loosely, once again, is Addison Ward. Right elbow extended, I should say left elbow extended. Good, three-point shot. Cameron Runner rattles the rim and falls through. The 11-3 contest. Ball game working right now. Ball's in the front court. And top of the front court collected here by Addison Bousman. To the right corner baseline. She'll bounce past it in. It's going to be tipped away by Hadley Cherry and stolen by Ella Hickok. She goes right side. It's going to be a blocking foul. She was moving. And then Hamilton Heights took kind of advantage of the moving defender. Ella Hickok playing pretty wise basketball right here. She'll go to strike. She'll shoot twice. They have a sub check in here momentarily from Twin Lakes. Two shots for Ella Hickok. Hickok shooting 70% on the season. She missed the first 7-for-11. Taking a breather right now is going to be Cora Pass, 32, in the ballgame for Twin Lakes. Number 10, Lily Foster. Lily Foster has participated in 7 games. Second shot off the rim, wouldn't go. So that was Ella Hickok at the line, wouldn't go. Back the other direction on the rebound. Behind the arc, working the basketball, still going to paint there, tipped away. Tipped away there by Mia Shields, and she'll come up with the steal. Crossing the timeline, basketball in the hands of Ella Hickok. Now Hadley Cherry behind the arc, back to Ella. Behind the arc, she'll toss a soft pass down low. Should get it into Michaela Moran. It's going to be a foul whistle on Twin Lakes. 3:01 on the game clock. Substitution going to enter the ball game. First time is number 13, Emma Need. Emma Need, a 5'9 junior. I believe I saw her grandma and grandpa walk in with Need on the back of their sweatshirt. That's a good thing. 3 minutes on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. The 11-3. Back pedal dribble. Working. Left elbow extended. Three-point shot good for Mia Shields. Mia Shields, the senior, along with Michaela Moran. And I'll mention one senior on the team for Twin Lake. I'm going to try to work behind her. It's going to be a blocking foul. Pretty tough call right there. The official had to make the call. Michaela Moran was set up to draw the charge outside the paint, left side, trying to shoot around her. And they're going to call a foul on Michaela. She got two in the ball game. She must have got one while we were off the air. She's got two. Hamilton Heights has two. First shot up and good. Back at the free throw line is 23 for Twin Lakes, Addison Ward. She'll get one more. Got the first. It's a 14-4 contest here on a Saturday afternoon. Second shot, good. So she's 3-for-4 on this afternoon. That was number 23, Addison Ward. So they let, excuse me, a 14-5 contest in the front court with the basketball. Crossover dribble, Ella Hickok goes to the corner. In the ballgame now for Hamilton Heights is number 20. That's Kaylee Roten. Ball goes tipped. Went out of bounds. Let's see who was last touched by. They're going to say it was touched last by Hamilton Heights. From the baseline, they'll bring it 84 feet. Hamilton Heights going to put some pressure on in the backcourt. 14-5 brought in on the dribble right here, Addison Ward. They'll work the pass across. They'll pass it to the baseline. Stepping across the baseline, picking up the pass right there is Addison Ward. Going to be a reach 10 foul. Lady Husky's going to pick this up. Going to whistle this to the bench. So the foul's going to be whistled on number 10, Cameron Runner. She picks up number 1. He fouled number 3 for the Lady Huskies. 4 thus far for Twin Lakes. We're in the first quarter, first half. Varsity basketball, girls variety here at Hamilton Heights today. Cross-conference matchup. Going to be a timeout called by Twin Lakes coach Brad Bowsman. He's going to call a 30-second timeout. And I will mention, next game on the agenda for Put Me In Sports will travel to Fort Wayne on the 21st. The Lady Huskies will play 2 games that day. They'll play at 10 a.m. at Fort Wayne Dwenger. They'll take a breather to get some grub, and they'll get back to a 4 o'clock contest at Fort Wayne Concordia. 2 games on the 21st, just before Christmas. If you want to tune in for a game tonight, Put Me In Sports will be at Frankston High School. Tipton Blue Devils will travel to Frankston. That'll be the boys' variety varsity contest at 7:30. So they'll bring the ball in. They're in the front court now. Twin Lakes Indians. They're working around the perimeter. They get to the corner. Touches the hands of Olivia Nickerson. Out top once again, 23, Addison Ward. Pretty much the point guard for Twin Lakes. Still working right side behind the arc. Touches the hands of Hannah Hodgins on the dribble now. She'll work it in. She'll take a floater outside the paint, right side baseline. Where do you go? Rebound secured, Lily Foster. She dishes it out to 15, Olivia Nickerson. It's Twin Lakes all over the offensive board. They pass it down low. Going to be a traveling violation. They're going to give the ball back to Hamilton Heights. 1:27 on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. 14-5. Lady Huskies in front. 1:20 on the game clock. Ella Hickok crossed the timeline. Works at left side in front of the Twin Lakes bench. That's Cameron Runner. Works at left side. 3-point shot in the air. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Hadley Sherry. Rebounding the basketball. Hamilton Heights. Kaylee Roten. She'll work it out top. Stretches the hands of Hadley Cherry. Back to the point guard, number 2. That's Ella Hickok. We got a sub waiting to check in for Twin Lakes. I believe it's going to be number 32, Cora Pass. She took a breather, ready to get back in the ballgame. She's an original starter. 50 seconds left in the quarter. Out top, Kaylee Roten. Loose defense, plenty of space here. Kaylee standing in the center circle. She'll approach now, work the right side to Mia Shields. Mia Shields out top, works the left side, almost a double team there. Goes through the hands of Hadley Sherry. Lost the handle. Going to be tipped out of bounds opposite the scores bench. The official says it's last touch by Hamilton Heights. They're going to enter the ballgame once again. Number 32, that's Cora. Cora Pass. Taking a breather. They're going to give Addison Ward an extended quarter break. She'll take a breather. 29.3 left. In the basketball game for her is number 11, once again, Addison Bowsman. They're working behind the arc. Left, right elbow extended. Shot wouldn't go. 3-point shot wouldn't go for Hannah Hodgins. Rebound, Hamilton Heights, crossing the timeline. 14 seconds left. Going to be a good crossover move. Ella Hickok in a reach in, going to be a foul. That crossover move, good for several things. 12.4 left. Back in the ballgame, Michaela Moran taking a breather. Going down the bench area right there, passing median fives off. That's Kaylee Roten. 12.4 left. 14.5. Hamilton Heights, long three-point shot outside the arc. Wouldn't go for Cameron. Going to be tipped away. It's going to be last touch by Hamilton Heights. Trying to bat it free. Cameron tried to bump it, bump that basketball into Michaela. It goes out of bounds. Cost right there, last touch by Hamilton Heights. Michaela going to check out and get an extended quarter break. 6.7 left in the backcourt, Hamilton Heights. Pressure. Cameron Leonard guarding the basketball. She puts that foot out there, like I said. She's got reflexes like a cat. Going to be brought in left of the bucket. We're going to cross the timeline. 2.4. We're going to take a shot outside the arc. Going to go out of bounds. Clark is going to empty out. Through one quarter of play, Hamilton Heights in front of Twin Lakes. 14-5. And we'll also mention, PutMeInSports.com, beginning in 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball each spring. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by ShipsAndFishers.com. Since 1983, you can view them online or you can see them on site right there at their dealership in Fishers. And Noblesville, they have great cars, great prices, great customers. At ShipsAndFishers.com, you can explore their quality used car inventory and trucks. Beautiful trucks on that lot. I've witnessed them myself. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site. That's FritzInFishers.com. FRITZ. Ball's going to be brought in second quarter. Going to belong alternate possession here to Twin Lakes. They're on the dribble in the front court now. Outside the arc, 14, Hannah Hodgson. She'll get the ball back around the perimeter. They'll go the corner with it. To Ward, inside-out play. They're moving that basketball inside and out. They'll get it underneath. And it's good. Cora pass in the paint, right side off the glass. 14-7 contest. 7:33 on the game clock. We're in the second quarter. Hamilton Heights and Twin Lakes. Outside the arc, Heights. Elbow extended. Good. Nothing but net. Kaylee Roten, three-point layup. Kaylee Roten, good shot there. She's shooting, getting that average back up there from three-point land. Off the glass, wouldn't go. Shot taken, Twin Lakes. Lily Foster, crossing the timeline with the basketball and the dribble. Number four, that's Mia Shields. She'll kick it back out behind the arc, and Ella Hickok dribbles in. Three-point shot, out top. That's Kaylee Roten, lighting up from three-point land. 6:54 on the game clock, on the dribble. Going to be a steal, nearly a steal. Anticipating that pass was Hadley Cherry. She'll tip it out of bounds. They'll give the ball back to Twin Lakes. It's going to be inbound by number 14, Hannah Hodges. She'll get it in the point guard. That's number 23, Addison Ward. Left elbow extended, three-point shot, wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. That shot taken by Hannah Hodges. To the front court now on the dribble. Cameron Runner, she'll kick the ball out. Right side behind the arc, three-point shot is good. Mia Shields. The 23-7 contest. Coach Brad Bowsman going to call a 60-second timeout. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. Call Indiana Express Rentals. They're located to the south edge of Noblesville. They're right there in Noblesville, Indiana. 1708 South 8th Street. You can simply call 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. You can speak to Dirk. Dirk is there daily. He's on hand. He also has up to 26-foot box trucks. They are available. Some of them have the Tommy lift. If you got a Tommy lift, you can sure do good things with that Tommy lift. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 11. Penske Trucks. When you say Penske, you said a lot. So they're going to bring the ball in from the backcourt to the front court on the dribble, to the right corner baseline at Swin Lake. Going to be tipped away. Tipped away is stolen. Mia Shields going back the other way. She'll go in the paint. She'll take the shot. Tried to get that shot from a bit of a jump stop. They're going to call a charging violation on Mia Shields. Good defense. Mia Shields picked up her first foul in the ballgame. Team foul number 4, Swin Lake with 5. We're in the second quarter. 23-7, down low, shot wouldn't go. Block shot, threads a block from Mia Shields. That shot taken by 15, Olivia Nickerson, to the front court on the dribble. She'll dribble in to the paint. High dribble, that's fine. Going to call him a traveling violation. Not quite sure. I think all these referees must be looking at the same area. They've got their areas of expertise, and they call that high dribble a traveling violation. You get a step and a half, no matter if the dribble's high or not. 23-7 from the corner baseline. Three-point shot good. Tread the bucket, Twin Lakes. Olivia Nickerson. Olivia Nickerson, a sophomore, 5'6". 34% from three-point land. She entered this ballgame shooting 30-89 from behind the arc. 5.5 minutes left. We're in the second quarter from 23-10. Hamilton Heights by 13 on the dribble out top is Ellie Hickok. She'll cross over. She's working against Addison. She'll dribble in the paint, kick it back out. Mia Shields going to dribble in. She'll go outside the paint, shot up the glass. Wouldn't go. Got her own board. Try to go back up with it. She's going to shoot two. Going to call that a shooting foul. I believe it was. The foul occurred down to about shoulder height. They're going to whistle this foul on number 15, Twin Lake. Olivia Nickerson. She picks up her second. Here in the second quarter, first shot, she's got two in the ballgame, I should say. First shot, rims off. Mia Shields. Mia Shields started this game at 80%. She was 8 for 10. She's now 8 for 11. She'll dribble a few times, 4 or 5, and she'll eye it and fly it. She'll get the second. Gets the back end of a two-shot foul. 5-10 left. Second quarter, 24-10. Lady Huskies in front. On the dribble out top, they'll dribble in. They're going to paint. Going to be off the glass. A good shot right here. Addison Ward. Addison Ward has some skills. You can see him in less than one half of basketball. 4:52. Work out behind the arc on the dribble. Number 10, Cameron Runner. She'll cross over. She'll work it in. Double team picks her up. She brings it back out. 4:40 on the game clock. Second quarter, 24-12. Hamilton Heights in front. Ball in the dribble out top is Ella Hickok. Crossover. She's still out top. She'll kick it left side behind the arc. Touches the hands of Mia Shields. Kaylee Roten in the corner. Back out top. Three-point shot on the way. Good. Three-point shot. Cameron Leonard. Couple of steps behind the arc. 27-12. To the front court. Addison Ward going to dribble in. She'll go off the glass. Wouldn't go. Got her own board. Got her own board right there. She tried to put the English on the first shot. Wouldn't go for it. Collected the rebound, put it back up in the end. That's Addison Ward. 27-14, a 13-point advantage for the Lady Huskies. They'll work at left side from the pass of Ella. Works to Mia, back to Ella, now back to Mia. She'll work it inside Kaylee Roten. Kick it out top. Cameron Leonard, she'll dribble a couple times. They'll work it to the corner. They'll get it back out, making Twin Lakes move their feet straight away. That's pretty much. Way to go. Three-point shot taken by Cameron Leonard. Rebound out of there collected by Twin Lakes. Addison Bousman on the dribble. She'll protect the basketball. She's out top. She's going to dribble in the lane. She's got an open lane. Right over the rim. No backboard needed straight away. Layup for number 11, Addison Bousman. Addison Bousman shooting 55% from two-point land. She's now 36 for 65 on the dribble to the corner baseline. Mia Shields brings it back out and bounce pass to Kaylee. you know, working inside. Shot off the glass is good. He'll shoot one. That's Mia Shields. Mia Shields going to shoot one more as a bonus. They're going to whistle this foul on 11. Bousman. That's Addison Bousman. She picks up. I think the scoreboard's not correct. She's got maybe a couple. We'll double check. First shot up and good. Only shot she'll get. 3-point play good for Mia Shields. Back in the ball game is 32. Cora Pass. Pass back in the ball game. We're going to the timeline, trying to get it across the timeline right there. They'll pass it across. They'll get it done. Three in the backcourt for Hamilton Heights Garden, the basketball. There's going to be a whistle. The whistle's going to be on the Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies is going to bring the ball from out of bounds. It's going to be a whistle. Number 24, Happy Cherry. She picks up her first. Team foul number 5. 7 thus far, first half for Twin Lakes. 2:56 on the game clock, out straight away on the dribble. Now it's 15 to Olympia Nickerson. Back out top, Hannah Hodgson. She'll dribble in. She's in the paint. She'll dribble back out. Kick it outside. Give me a step back. 2-point shot. Wouldn't go. Block shot. He is Shields. That shot taken by Addison Ward. They go back the other direction. Lady Huskies drive in the paint. Going to collect the foul. Going to be 2 shots awarded to number 10, Cameron Runner. 2:37 on the game clock. Cameron Runner at the strike. First one rims off. Wouldn't go. She'll get one more. Cameron Runner on the season. She steps to this line right now, this shot. Shooting 81%. She's now 7 for 22 and now 8 for 23. So she gets the back end of a 2-shot foul. 31-16. Lady Huskies in front. We're going to bring us off the timeline at a walk pick. Long 3-point shot. She brought it down just short off the mark. That was Lily Foster. Let's take that back. That was 15, Olympia Nickerson. Through the right corner baseline, Hamilton Heights. Cameron Runner had to get that ball away, almost the traveling violation. She realized it. Passed the ball. Ball's out now. Near the scores bench right there on the dribble is Ella Hickok. Guarding her is Addison Ward. They seem to be the matchup for this ball game. 2 minutes left. They're working to the corner. Kaylee Roten rims off. Wouldn't go. Going to work it left side. Got the rebound. That was Cameron Runner. Kicks it back to Kaylee. They're working around. And a 3-point shot straight away. Credit the bucket to Mia Shields. Mia Shields entered this game shooting 41% from 3-point land. That leads to Huskies. That's some good shooting. They say 35% is pretty good from 3-point land. She's at 41+. So fouls whistled right here. It's going to be whistled on Cameron Runner. She's got 2. Team foul number 6 at the free throw line. She'll shoot a couple. First one rims off. That's 14, Hannah Hodgson. Getting some willpower right there on the lane. That was 10, Lily Foster. In core pass. Couldn't get the second one. Rebound fought for Warren. Picked up by Mia Shields. Going to be a quick breach here. Going to be a foul called. And the Lady Huskies will walk the distance, and they'll shoot the bonus. So Mia Shields going to go to the stripe. They're going to whistle this foul on 14, Hannah Hodgson. She's got 2. Team foul number 9, I do believe. Team foul number 9, Hamilton Heights, with 6. First shot rims off, wouldn't go. Mia Shields won't get the second. 1:35 on the game clock. 34-16. Left side going to dribble. Off the glass would go. That was Ward, Addison Ward. Ball recovered down the rebound by Cameron Runner. They'll get it to the point guard. She'll walk across the timeline. That's Ella Hickok, sophomore for the Lady Huskies. So she's on the dribble, working outside. She has a center circle. Working against her, as mentioned, is Addison Ward. They work at left side. Kaylee Roden on the dribble now. Still working in the paint. Take it back out. And hold the basketball. There's triple threat available for Hadley Cherry. 56 seconds left here in the second quarter. Approaching halftime, Hamilton Heights up 34-16 on the dribble behind the arc. She'll dribble in now in the arc of Katie Roten. Out top of the key, she'll pass it. Behind the arc is Mia Shields. She'll work it out to center court now. Hadley Cherry. Skip pass to the corner. Cameron Runner open. Right corner baseline. Good.
Right corner baseline good for Cameron Leonard. The 37-16 contest on the dribble crossover in the paint. She'll bring it back out to Tajin. Shot off the glass. Three-point shot. Three-point shot good. Olivia Nickerson. She's shooting 34%. As mentioned, she's got a couple in this ball game. I believe she's 1 for 2. From the corner baseline, once again, on-court presentation, no go. Wouldn't go that time for Cameron. 16-footer at the buzzer, rips off. And tonight, I believe that was Ian Shields. Wouldn't go. We're at halftime. Hamilton Heights, 37. Twin Lakes, 19. 10-minute intermission. They'll pop this over. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Team's Auto Parts. That's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're in Cicero, 1110 South Peru Street. They're on the south edge. The south edge of Cicero, right there at Cicero Town Plaza. They're team members at CarQuest Auto Parts. They're in Cicero, and they're there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. We'll also mention bringing this game to you. It's Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, she's got enthusiasm, experience, and she's knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets, serving Hamilton, Kitchen, and Madison counties since 1997. She specializes in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism, and let Lisa surpass your expectations. So they're working it right now. 8 minutes left on the intermission clock. JV basketball being shot out there. Open court somewhat. Nice gym right here. Renovation looks very nice. I have been in here once, I think, before. I hope to be in here maybe a couple more times this season. We'll see. But we'll mention. Another sponsor in this ball game is AGM Auto. They're in Arcadia. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood, along with your new tires. And now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces. Insane quality work. Also, now they restore classic cars and trucks. Check them out. You can call them at 317-984-5283. Again, their number, 317-984-5283. You can check them out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. To find them physically, geographically, you take Howard Street west off of State Road 19 here in Arcadia, and they're right behind the Arcadia Ballpark. That's AGM Auto. And also, if you did not know, the Arcadia tree lighting ceremony is taking place today from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. You know, it's getting dark about 5:30. You won't have to hang around long. You can take your kids there. They have kids' activity. They've got a chili supper that's handled by a willpower to help them out. It's a free will offering. And they've got the whole, most of downtown blocked off, so there's not going to be any obstructions. And show up there, there's a couple of nice tents, big tents that you might see that you could rent, and they got a couple of nice big tents set up there. In case there's any moisture in the air, not supposed to be today, but that's probably where you'll eat chili. And a pretty good thing to do today in Arcadia, Christmas tree lighting ceremony. And there'll also be a Santa Claus on hand and a Mrs. Claus. So you can see them. You can have your children enjoy the spirit of Christmas. Also, we'll mention bringing you this ball game is Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies, you can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around. They're located at 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They have trophies, awards, plaques, you name it. They can help you get the job done. They have fast turnaround. Prices are low, so you'll want to be a repeat customer. I've been in this trophy shop. They have everything from A to Z and then some. Noblesville Trophy, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can reach them by telephone, 317-773-7391. They'll work online. They'll send you your trophy, your award, your plaque if they need to, or you can visit them right there in the store at 1720 South 10th Street. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Sign Production. A business with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs, billboard advertising, large-format signage, vehicle graphics and lettering, banners and window lettering. That's Sign Production. Since 1985, you can dial them at 317-984-3765. By cellular phone, you can text or call 317-946-2424. That's Sign Production, Arcadia. Say what, I got alerted last night. Looked at my emails. I saw that a band with about two others is going to show up next year at Brewoff Music Center. I didn't know whether to call that Deer Creek or Verizon Wireless. But Brewoff Music Center in Noblesville, REO Speedwagon, 6 in Loverboy, they're going to be there on June the 10th, next summer, 2022. I'll be pretty good. They're going to kick off that particular tour in Michigan. It's going to be on May 31st, so they're going to be fresh and ready to go. By the 10th of June, they won't even need to get all the bugs out because they have none. That's REO, Sticks, and Loverboy. Not sure who will be the headliner. I'm sure they'll take turns on the tour. Sometimes one of the bands will have to play in the daylight. Sometimes you'll get to play at night like you're used to playing. And I thought I asked my wife if I should mention this, but at the end of the sign-off, if you are unaware, sign-off for Put Me in Sports has something to do with saying keep the fire burning. Well, if you look up Keep the Fire Burning, you'll find that's on a 1982 album. Then, I bought the album. That's a 1982 album called Good Trouble. Good Trouble, the lyrics are good, the lyrics are well done. But anyway, Keep the Fire Burning on that album. And that kind of keeps me going. I listen to that quite a bit. But if you read the lyrics of that song, they're well worth reading. Keep the Fire Burning and Don't Let It Go, well worth reading those lyrics too, from the High Infidelity album. So that's pretty good. I'm going to share a story with you. Back when I was, back in 82, my mom agreed to take me to Castleton to the record store there, because I found out after I heard Keep the Fire Burning first time, I wanted that. And that was in 82. But anyway, she took me June the 1st. That's when the album came out, and I picked up Good Trouble. the first day it was available at Castleton Square. So 52 seconds, getting ready to bow out, getting ready for the second half. Hamilton Heights at Twin Lakes, 43 seconds left. Clock moving down. Final timeout here. 10-minute halftime intermission. 9-minute intermission. That last minute is basically a timeout for both teams. So they're going to buzz it right here at the 15-second horn, but they're not going to need to. They're going to get to stop the clock, probably reset it. We'll see if they do that. Once in a while, they do that. They're going to buzz it here at 15 seconds. There's a close one. They're going to let it run out completely. So 10 seconds, 9 seconds. Hamilton Heights going to inbound the basketball. Half court across from the scores bench. It's going to be tossed in by Mia Shields. She's going to go backcourt slightly to Ella Hickok. She'll cross the timeline. Now a little quicker pace on the dribble. She'll work it right side to Mia behind the arc. She'll work it inside off the glass. We're going to go Michaela Moran. A little bit strong. Rebound out of there. Secured by 14, Hannah Hodges. 7:43 on the game clock. Outside the arc on the dribble. Again, is Ward. It's Addison Ward. Bounce pass left side behind the arc. Right there. That's Addison Bowsman. They're working it right there in the front court. They'll go to the corner with it. Bowsman for three. Got it. Left corner baseline. Addison Bowsman. Three-point shot good. She's shooting 39% from three-point land entering this ballgame. 37-22. Behind the arc on the dribble, Mia Shields. Guarding her closely was Olivia Nickerson. Out top with the basketball triple threat. Now she'll dribble Ella Hickok. She'll get it to Havich here. She'll hand off right there behind the arc. Right elbow extended. Working the basketball, Mia Shields. Now back to the point guard. She's got the triple threat. She'll dribble now. That's Ella Hickok. They'll trade off right there. And they're working around the perimeter. Hamilton Heights looking for an entry pass. 6:43 on the game clock. We're in the third quarter. 37-22. Lady Huskies in front. Baseline drive. Cameron Runner went baseline. She got collected right there. A bit of a foul. Not much here. Body foul. They're going to whistle a foul on Lily Foster. Lily Foster, number 10. She picks up her first foul in the ballgame. Left elbow. I should say behind it. Left on the baseline. Mia Shields tries an alley-oop pass in the paint. Wouldn't go for Cameron Runner. Back the other direction. Twin Lakes. Crossover dribble. Good move on baseline. She'll bounce it in there. Bounce it across the lane. Intercepted right there by Hadley Cherry. Back the other direction. Crossing the timeline. Number 2, Ella Hickok directing some traffic. Right side by the Husky bench in front of it. Right there, Mia Shields now back up top in the center circle. She'll cross over, pick up her dribble, get past to Hadley Cherry. I think they're going to whistle a foul right here. It's going to be whistled on Twin Lake. She's high out center court for Ella Hickok. We're going to whistle this foul on 10, Lily Foster. She picks up number 2. Checking in the ballgame for Coach Brad Powell. Number 13, Emma Need. Taking a breather for Twin Lakes, number 10, Lily Foster. To the backcourt with the basketball. Pass comes in to Ella Hickok. She'll cross the timeline. Crossover. She's working against Ward. Elbow right side. Mia Shields. Outside pass. With the inside pass, where'd he go? Strong off the rim. Good entry pass by Hadley Cherry. Michaela Moore couldn't put it in the bucket. Off the glass the other side. Right-handed off the glass in the paint. Two-point shot for Addison Bowsman. Good. Walking across the timeline, that's number 2. Ella Hickok working against Addison Ward. Crossover. Pretty good. It could be a close. Guarding. He's tailing them off. And timeout going to happen. 30-second timeout. Coach Keegan Cherry going to save the possession, in essence, not to get that closely guarded five-second call. It was close. 5:26 on the game clock. Third quarter. Hamilton Heights in front, 37-24. These basketball teams, I tell you what, they travel a pretty good distance. It's kind of worth the distance. It's a good way to go. Monticello, Arcadia, they take turns. You know, they got Monticello. They got the Indiana Beach. Indiana Beach, I was told up there at a ball game at Monticello right here at Twin Lakes. One of the officials, I should say one of the officers,
kind of filled me in a couple of years ago what was going on in Indiana Beach. And guy from Chicago rejuvenated that place. I hope you frequent that place next warm season. 5:23 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline. Out top of the basketball, Hadley Cherry. Looking to get it away. Going to be tipped away. They're going to whistle a foul. Going to be a reach-in foul. Hamilton Heights going to keep the basketball. They're going to whistle a foul on number 11, Addison Bousman. And conversation right there, and probably rightfully so, by Coach Bousman and one of the officials. So we're going to enter the ball game right now. Coming back in the game is number 42, Michaela Moran. Taking a breather is Bousman. Taking a breather for Huskies. It's Katie Roden. Number 11, Bousman, going to take a breather. Not quite sure if I believe the scoreboard, but it might be true. I'm not going to mention it. Corner baseline, left side. Three-point shot, good. 10, Cameron Runner. 5:05 on the game clock. Back pedal dribble, right side behind the arc. Kicked off, Addison Ward. 4:58 on the game clock. Twin Lake Denny is in the front court. Going to reset the offense. Out top at 14, Hannah Hodgson. Back to Ward, now back to Hodgson behind the arc. She'll look to get it down low. It's going to be a pass. It's going to be intercepted by Cameron Runner. Right overhead, she reaches up. And the ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. It's going to be last touch. Right there off of Hamilton Heights. I take that back off of Twin Lakes. It's going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Number 4, Mia Shields. Let's try the entry pass again. A little bit tall. Michaela Moran, a bit pass a bit tall to handle. 1:35. Dark shot, that pass in the lane. That's going to be lofted more. So they'll work it off the glass. Good. Number 4, Mia Shields. And Mia Shields acknowledges a good pass from a teammate. That don't happen a lot. That does sometimes. I saw the runner lady last year. That's Bailey Runner. She did it. Left elbow extended. Long off the mark. Wouldn't go. That was Addison Ward. Rebound fought for. Come up with. They pass to the backcourt. Didn't touch a Husky's hand or body. It's going to be picked up in the backcourt by Addison Ward. It's going to be an open back call. 4:05 on the game clock. Going to be brought in front of the Husky's bench. Mia Shields. Guarding her, tightly right there, 16, Olivia Nickerson. They're working in the Cameron Runner with the basketball. And the paint off the glass, good. By Taylor Moran, 2-point bucket. The 44-24 contest. 3:52 on the game clock. In the front court, left-handed dribble. She is versatile. That's Addison Ward. She'll take a shot. Thought about a shot there. We're going to call it a traveling violation. That's one of those tough calls. We've talked about the last two ball games. Difficult call to make. You can't see the feet and the ball. It seems that's tough. 3:40 on the game clock. 44-24. Michaela Moran, right elbow, she'll hand off out top. Cameron Runner, she'll dish it. Right side, should say left side, left elbow, extended 3-point shot, wouldn't go. That's Mia Shields on the dribble. They'll go baseline, kick it to the corner, work it back out. Baseline 3 on the way, short off the rim, wouldn't go. That shot taken by Olivia Nickerson, 15. Rebound out of there, Mia Shields took it back to the point guard, Ella Hickshot. Across the timeline at a walk pace, working against Addison Ward on the dribble. Out top of the basketball, she'll backpedal. Take a shot, she's open. That's Cameron Runner. Little rim around, fall off, would go. Rebound, Twin Lakes. That's 13, Emma Need. Emma Need, a 5'9 junior. 2:49 on the game clock. We're in the third quarter. Drop the dribble. That was Emma Need. I take that back. That was Olivia Nickerson. They're working around the perimeter. They kick it inside. Lily Foster, inside-out player, intercepted by Hamilton Heights. On the dribble, works on the left side, 3-point shot on the way, good. Cameron Runner, couple of steps behind the arc. A little bit closer to the corner, then right elbow extended. 2:22 on the game clock, 47-24 on the dribble. Go off the glass, 2-point bucket, good. That's Addison Ward. Addison Ward wears number 23, she's a junior. 5'6". She averages 12.5 a game.
outside the arc, left elbow extended. They're working into my Kayla. Inside out play. They give it back to Cam. Cameron. Grunner goes cross-court pass with Mia Shields. She gets the dribble. She goes baseline. She goes straight in. Shot off the arc right there. Rebound spot for my Kayla Moran. Going to be an offensive foul called on the rebound. The whistle this one. It's going to be on Michaela Moran. She picked up number 3. Substitution back in the game for Twin Lakes. She's 32. Cora Pass. Cora Pass, as mentioned. She's a 5'10" junior. And they'll work it from there. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Working it right side. Behind the arc. Left elbow extended. That's 14. Hannah Hodgins. Outside the paint, shot off the mark. Core pass on the rebound shot. It'll be a blocking foul in the backcourt. I'm going to whistle this one on Twin Lake. They're going to whistle this on Lily Foster, number 10. She's got 3 in the ballgame. Hamilton Heights going to sub in with Kaylee Rook, the junior. She wears number 20. Checking out. Going to take a breather. It's 42, Michaela Moran. 1:28 on the game clock. Working it out through the timeline on the dribble. 47-26. Lady Huskies in front. Jamie Roten on the dribble. Going to pick her up quickly right here with Hannah Hodgins. They'll work it back out top behind the arc. Mia Shields to the corner. Cameron Runner back to Jamie Roten. Cameron Runner going to take a shot, or should say, drive baseline and then pass off. Half the carry. Going to get a bucket here. With 57 seconds left during the third quarter. Timeout. It's going to be a foul call, actually. It's breaking the action. They're going to whistle this foul on Hamilton Heights, number 10. A Cameron Runner. She picks up number 3. Foul's becoming a bit of an essence right now in the ballgame. Both sides. So the foul's going to be whistled. What's on Lady Huskies? It's going to be Mia Shields. She'll pick up her 2nd in the ballgame. We're in the third quarter, 52.4 left. Mia sub in for Hamilton Heights. That's going to check in. 13, Katie Brown. She's a freshman, 5'5". Taking a breather is Cameron Runner. Down low, lost the handle. Have a score of pass, picked up there by Hadley Cherry. Going to step out of bounds, either the ball step went out of bounds off of her or her foot. Going to give the ball back to Twin Lakes in front of their own bench. Halfway in the front court, gets the ball in to 15, Olivia Nicholson. Now back to Addison Ward. On the dribble is Nicholson. She's going to go off the paint, got the bucket, and she got fouled. She'll shoot 1, trying to set up to draw the charge. Not successfully, according to the official. Checking in the ballgame. Back in the ballgame for Hamilton Heights is Cameron Runner. And Michaela Moran. Take a breather right there. Katie Roten. Also taking a breather right here is Katie Brown. First shot, good. Only shot you'll get. 3-point play, good. Twin Lakes. 34 seconds left. Third quarter. 49-29, Hamilton Heights in front. Over here across the timeline with the pass, Cameron Runner, 14-footer straight away, rims around off the board and falls in. 18 seconds left, 51-29. On the dribble, out top, I should say, left elbow extended. They work the pass inside to Hannah Hodgins. They'll get it back to shoot drive. The paint, good. That's Addison Ward. Addison Ward for 2. Clock to the NCL, falls in the backcourt. Alternate possession arrow going to give it fourth quarter to Twin Lakes. So 8 minutes on the game clock after 3, 51-31. Lady Huskies in front. And again, we'll mention this game is in parts. Being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. Since 1983, you can visit them online or you can visit them on site. That's FritzandFishers.com. Great cars, great prices, great trucks, and great customers. You can reach them, their dealership in Fishers at 317 842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fisher's at 8599 East 116th Street, Fisher's, Indiana, 46038. If you've not driven through Fisher's lately, it's incredible. And their second location is Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana, 46062. It's right there off of State Road 32 between Westfield and Noblesville. That's FritzinFishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. Fourth quarter, you can start up right now. 8 minutes, going to be brought in by Quinn Lake. From half court, they pass it in. Ball's in the hand of Addison Ward on the dribble. Straight out top, being guarded there by Cameron Runner. She'll work at right side, elbow with Jenny, get the ball back. From 14, Hodgen. Addison Ward, dish it inside, back in the hands of Hodgen. Figure the pass, try to get it to, right there, the pass, that score pass. Pass made the pass, no pun intended. Cameron Runner intercepted. There goes the front court. Hamilton Heights on the dribble. 7.5 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Right elbow extended right there. Mia Shields. Going to call that out of bounds. Had a foot on the line. That was Cameron Runner. Unforced air. So they'll bring it in. Going to give it to Twin Lakes. 7:21. There was good defense there. Still probably an unforced air. They happen. 51-31. That's behind the arc. Left elbow extended. Worked the left side, Addison Ward. She lost the handle. And they're going to say it was last touch by Mia Shields. Ball went out of bounds. Addison Ward going to bring it in front of the scorers, I shouldn't say, in front of their own bench. Back to Addison. She'll work it down low. Pass off right there. Taking a shot. Number 10, Lily Foster. Shot wouldn't go. They're going to call a jump ball in Hamilton Heights. Going to have the ultimate possession arrow. 6:59 on the game clock. 51-31. Right of the bucket, going to be brought in 84 feet away. Cameron Runner across the timeline with the basketball. It's going to be Ella Hickok. She'll soft pass, work it down inside, tipped away, picked back up by Runner on the move. She'll go to the corner on the dribble. She'll dribble in the paint. She'll take a shot, rimmed around, wouldn't go. Mikayla Moran wanted to reach over, made a good choice to pull her arms back. Getting the board right there was Tara Pass for Quinn Lake back to the other end. Ball mixed up and tipped out of bounds. I think that back tipped in the hands of Hadley Cherry. They'll work to the front court with a pass from Ella in the paint, right elbow extended. Behind the arc, 3-point shot short off the mark. Wouldn't go for Mia Shields. In the paint, shot taken, Cameron Leonard. She'll shoot twice. 6:14 on the game clock. 51-31. We're going to call this foul on 14 of Twin Lakes at Tana Hodgen. She picks up her third. First shot up, rims off, wouldn't go. Short off the rim. Cameron Runner gets some inspiration on the lane. It's Ella Hickok, Mia Shields. Second shot up, and good. Nothing but net. 52-31. Going to be brought in. We pass it to the timeline, picked up there by 32, Cora Pass. She gives the ball back to Addison. Addison Ward right there, tried a shot, wouldn't go. Going to be a foul call. My Taylor Moran going to pick up the foul in the paint, trying to block the shot. 15, Olivia Nickerson. Nickerson going to go to the strike. She's going to shoot twice. Nickerson going to step through the strike. 85%. 22 of 26, and she gets the first one. So Michaela Miranda, check out the ball game. She's got four personals in the ball game. Bit of a conversation, short one, very short. Coach C.G. and Cherry shot up and good. She got both of them. That's why she's shooting 85% entering this ball game. 52-33. Behind the timeline, trying to get across the timeline. Now Will with the dribble. Ella Hickok. Going to go baseline on the drive. Going to be a foul call. Mia Shields was probably going to go baseline in a reverse layup. She got fouled on the way up. She'll shoot twice. Foul's going to be whistled on 32. Cora Pass. team foul number 6 on Twin Lakes. Hamilton Heights with 5 here in the second half. And the free throw line, a few dribbles right there. Mia Shields, first one rims around and falls in. Mia Shields, as mentioned, started this ball game at 80%. Not keeping stats, I would guess this is her third and fourth shots of the game from the stripe. 5:49, second shot also good. They bring the ball in, Addison Ward. She's across the timeline at a walk pace. She'll pass the left side, well behind the arc. She'll work it to Hodgen. Hodgen back to Addison Ward. Timeout called. It's going to be a 30-second timeout called by Twin Lakes. And what I mentioned, some of these stats in the last game, I'll go ahead and mention them again. Top three national leaders in scoring for varsity basketball. Number one, that's Alaya Chavez. She's Monterey High School in Lubbock, Texas. 5'9 freshman, shooting 26.6. 6.6 assists per game. 8.9 rebounds, 3.4 steals per game. Second position is number 14, a 5'10 junior, Lindsay Murr. That's Lindsay Lane Christian Academy. In 6 games, 26.3 per game average, 10.8 rebounds a game, and 4.2 steals. Number 3, number 11, 5'7 junior, Isabella Gizzi. New Palestine High School, these are national stats. Isabella Gizzi, New Palestine High School, New Palestine, Indiana, 25.7 points per game. 2 assists, 7.3 steals. Steals per game, and she plays volleyball also. 5:36, ball brought in, Twin Lakes, off the glass, got the bucket. Addison Ward for 2, just outside the lane. 5:27 on the game clock. Ball's in the front court. Hadley Cherry works it back out top. Ella Hickok back to Cameron. Elbow left side to Katie Cherry. They're working back to the corner. Mia Shields. Cameron runner back to Mia Cherry. It'll be a bounce past the elbow once again. Kaylee Roten shot off the mark. Right elbow extended. Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok, I tell you what, she's on the money. She's either long or short. She's going to find out. She's going to light him up, and then she's going to get what she was doing last year right back in her two hands. 5:06, 54:35. Be brought in baseline, Mia Shields. Cameron Leonard, she'll work it down low in the paint. This is Michaela Moran. They call her for travel. That was some arms. Double team right there. They're going to call the traveling violation. Other than the upper portion of the friction. So 4:58 on the game clock. 54:35. Top of the basketball, moving around. Hodgen. Back to Foster. To pass. Now back to Hodgen. She'll drive the paint. Wouldn't go. Short off the mark. They're going to whistle a foul. And they're going to whistle this foul on Twin Lakes. Take that back. Yes, they are. They're going to whistle a foul on 14, Hannah Hodges. She picks up her fourth in the ball game. It's going to be a 1-1. The foul occurred in the backcourt on the dribble. So they make the dribble. There was some friction. The dribble was kept alive. Some feet were moving defensively. I'm not the official. I'm just here. 4:42 on the game clock. First shot up and good. Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry gets one more. Bonus shot. Hadley Cherry enters this game with 67% from the stripe. She's now 5-for-7 on the season. Second shot up and good. 6-for-8. She's at 75%. 4:40 on the game clock. 56:35. Now behind the arc, Hodgen. Left side behind the arc to Foster. Back to Hodgen. Tipped away, picked up by Ward. That's Addison Ward on the dribble. Hamilton Heights working the zone. Brandon's spreading out that zone. 3-point shot with go for Ward. It's going to be a foul during the rebound. Rebound and stage. They're going to walk the distance to the other foul line. So this foul whistled on number 10, Billy Foster. She picked up number 4. It's going to be a full 60 seconds. timeout on the floor. That's some talking over right there.
With 4:21 left, it's 56-35. We'll let you know this game is also in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, that high-quality choice isn't far away. Call Indiana Express Rentals, South Edge of Noblesville, 1708 South 8th Street. Simply call 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. They have up to 26 feet box trucks available. And a truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Their hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Penske Truck Rentals. The name Penske alone says a whole lot. So they're going to go from the foul line right now. It's going to take the one in bonus. Foul line, Katie Broden, first shot up and good. 57-35, 4:21 left here in the fourth quarter. Couple three dribbles, second one up and good also. Got both of them, 58-35, Huskies in front. And across the timeline with the basketball. Number 23, Addison Ward, she's directing some traffic. Of course, the left side to Hodgins. Works it back around. Gets it to Foster. Pass comes in. It's going to be intercepted by Cameron Runner. She'll drive the lane. Elbow right side. Kick it around outside, around the perimeter. Hadley Carey going to shoot a three short off the mark. Wouldn't go. Going to go back the other direction. Elbow. It's rebound collected by Addison Ward. Going to work in there. Going to call an offensive foul. Setting up to draw the charge. Number 20, Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten with a pretty good basketball IQ. 3:49 on the game clock. 58-35. Going to be a technical foul. Foul shots will be taken by him with an ice. They'll walk the other distance. Coach Carey going to select Kaylee Roten to shoot these. Empty lane. Technical foul. Two shots for every technical foul called in basketball these days. First shot rims off. Wouldn't go. She'll get one more. Used to be two shots for the bench and one shot for a player on the floor. Second shot good. She got the back end of the two. 3:49 on the game clock. 59-35. Husky to get the ball out. They'll bring it in from half court. Going to be brought in from by Mia Shields. Backcourt pass. Uncontested. To Ella Hickok. She's going to walk through the timeline. Walk towards the scorer's bench. Picked up there by Addison Ward. She's got the 5-second count available. She passes out of there. Little elbow. Right side. Shot good by Cameron Runner. 2-point shot good. 3:29 on the game clock. 61-35. Out behind the arc, they'll move the basketball. Addison Ward on the dribble. Directing some traffic right there. Addison Ward, point guard. She's a junior. So they'll work at left side. She'll work a pass down low. Tipped away, picked up by Kaylee Roten. They'll work back the other direction on the dribble. Crossing the timeline with the pass. That's Cameron Runner. They'll work to the elbow. Elbow pass from Mia Shields. They'll work it back out top, near side. Behind the arc to Cameron Runner. Mia Shields, 3-point shot on the way, good, in front of the Husky bench. 64-35. Fourth quarter, 2:45 left on the dribble crossing the sideline, Addison Ward. She'll work at the left side behind the arc. Addison Ward, she'll work a pass in. It's picked away by Ella Hickok and picked up by Cameron Runner. She'll work at the right side behind the arc. Kick it left side. Thought about a shot. Ella Hickok. Behind the arc, she'll work it right side, right elbow extended. Mia Shields, cross-court pass, shift pass to Cameron. She'll get it back to Kaylee Roten. Back to Cameron, going to be a reach-in foul.
They're going to whistle this foul on 23, Addison Ward. Addison Ward has allowed the one and one. That's going to be a two-shot foul. Addison Ward has played most of this game, and she picks up her first foul with 2:16 left. She plays clean basketball, and man, we know all these girls have a future, but Addison Ward impresses. So back to free throw line, number 10, Cameron Runners. Rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound out there, secured by Twin Lake on the dribble. Going to be a reach-in foul. Mia Shields at half court. Going to be a foul whistle on Shields. She picks up number 3. That's team foul number 6. Timeout right here. It's going to be a 60-second timeout with 2:11 left in the ball game. We're in the fourth quarter, 65-35. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, right there at Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero are here to ensure you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are locally owned. They are an automotive parts store that works to serve you. That's Boone's Auto Parts in Cicero. So second horn sounds. 2:11 on the game clock. They'll work the ball in right here. So they're going to end the ball game. We'll try to get the stud permission. Substitutions in the ball game. Ball's back out top. Twin Lake on the dribble. Quick crossover right there. Addison Ward to pick up the dribble. Right elbow. I should say left elbow in the paint. 2-point shot off the mark. Rebound fought for. That shot was taken by Anna Hodgins. 14, wouldn't go. They're going to put her at the stripe. She's going to shoot two. Hannah Hodgen, they're going to whistle. They're going to whistle this foul on Hamilton Heights. 23 is Cassidy Shakel. Cassidy Shakel in the ball game. She's a 5'5 sophomore. First shot up, rims around, wouldn't go. That's a 1-1, wouldn't fall. Back the other direction. Katie Brown in the ball game. She's on the dribble right now. Where's number 13? In the paint, kicked it back out on the dribble now. They'll work it back around. That's 34, Morgan Ottinger. Morgan Ottinger, a sophomore, 5'4", athletic young lady. 1:40 on the game clock. Going to be a bump there. I'm not sure a foul was called, but they had a collision. They're going to bring it in from the scores bench. Out in front of the scores bench, going to be brought in by Twin Lake. Also in the ball game for Hamilton Heights is 25, Kennedy Cherry, a 5'6 freshman. They're working the ball across the timeline right there with the pass to Addison Ward. So they're going to shoot the bonus. Addison Ward takes a shot. Wouldn't go. She'll go to the foul line. They're going to call the foul before the shot. So evidently out of the 1-1, she's going to shoot the 1-1 before the shot. Addison Ward at the free throw line. Addison Ward, 77% at the stripe entering the ball game. Shot wouldn't go. Rims off, rebound right there. Secured by Hamilton Heights, 23, Cassidy Shakel. On the dribble in the paint. Take a 14-footer. Rims around, falls in. Cameron Runner. They walk back the other direction, crossing the timeline. Also in the back and still in the ball game, 10, Cameron Runner. They'll work it down the free throw line. Kick it back out. That's Twin Lakes in the front court. They'll work it down low to pass. That's Cora Pass. She'll go off the glass. Got it. In the paint, right side. 2-point bucket for Cora Pass. 67-37. 53 seconds left in the ball game. Out top on the dribble. She'll cross over. Go left side. Pass off on the dribble to Cameron Runner. She keeps the ball alive behind the arc. 3-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go. That was Ottinger. Rims off short. Wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Number 10. That was Foster. He dishes it ahead, crossing the timeline right there with 23. That was Addison Ward. I'm going to say the ball went out of bounds. Last touch by Twin Lakes. Going to give it back to the Huskies. They'll bring it in. Bounce pass on the dribble crossing the timeline is Stakel. So dribble cross move, crossover, spin move, baseline shot on the way. Shot ready to go. Shot taken there by Stakel. Rebound fought for, picked up by Cora Pass. 22 seconds left, fourth quarter. 67-37. On the dribble, crossover to go left side. Behind the arc, three-point shot, ready to go. That was Ward. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Lady Huskies. They'll bring it 84 feet, 10.5 seconds left. Going to be guarded on the inbound by Hodgins. They'll pass it in. They'll drill it across the timeline, Shakel. Left side, probably hold the basketball at 34. That's 34, Morgan Ottinger. They get it back to Cameron Lunner. And Cameron Lunner holding the basketball. Clock expires. 32 minutes. We'll admit that we are appreciative of both coaches being cordial. Appreciate them. Coach Bowser, Coach Sherry. We're going to bow out here shortly. We'll mention another game tonight. If you want to listen, boys game at Frankton. Tipton Blue Devils at Frankton. Tipton 1-0. Frankton 1-1. That'll be at Frankton, and that gym takes me back, because that's just about like our current gym over there. It used to be the middle school gym. I'm almost certain had the same architect. We thank you for listening. We thank my wife back home. I tell you what, she was actually back home today, and I'm giving us down check. We switched phones, and this iPhone, you got an Apple product, you've got a good one. We thank you for listening. No matter if you're home or away, doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Just keep the fire burning. That's